Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting seventh. The DH, Roy Howell. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Charlie Moore. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Doc Medic. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The DH, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Rick Miller. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Batting ninth. The catcher, Gary Allinson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Chuck Rainey. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Brewers. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boggs scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cooper for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boggs scoops it up and throws to first, with Rainey covering, for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball four. Ogilvie moves to second. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ogilvie scores. Thomas moves to second. It's 3-0, Brewers. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Brewers. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive towards short. Yount reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball four. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boggs scoops it up and throws to first, with Rainey covering, for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rainey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-1 in the game. Remy strikes out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Evans moves to second. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-1 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Howell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Howell moves to second. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a pop-up towards first. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Howell scores. Gantner moves to second. It's 4-1, Brewers. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rainey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gantner moves to third. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Yount hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gantner scores. Molitor moves to second. It's 5-1, Brewers. Bruce Hurst now pitching. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a pop-up towards short. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Miller hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvie. Miller reaches second base with a double. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Miller moves to third. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoffman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Miller scores. It's 5-2, Brewers. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Allinson hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-2 in the game. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Medic fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hoffman moves to second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ogilvie hits a line drive into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Howell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a pop-up towards short. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Yastrzemski strikes out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-2 in the game. Lansford hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-2 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Medic fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gantner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Yount hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gantner moves to second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-3 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Gantner scores. Yount moves to third. It's 6-2, Brewers. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. Simmons hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 9-2, Brewers. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ogilvie hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Ogilvie reaches second base with a double. Luis Aponte now pitching. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thomas is called out on strikes. Two outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Howell hits a pop-up towards short. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Allinson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-3, Brewers. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Remy for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the Red Sox 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-3 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gantner hits a line drive towards third. Lansford reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Moose Haas now pitching. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the Red Sox 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boggs scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Simmons for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Ogilvie hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-3 in the game. Lansford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-3 in the game. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Miller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lansford moves to second. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hoffman strikes out. Two outs. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Allinson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the Red Sox 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Gary Hancock now playing right field. Reed Nichols now playing left field. Dave Stapleton now playing third base. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman misplays the ball. That's an error on Hoffman. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aponte fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Howell moves to second. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boggs juggles the ball. That's an error on Boggs. Howell moves to third. Moore moves to second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman fields it and throws to home to get Howell. Moore moves to third. Gantner moves to second. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Yount hits a line drive towards left. Nichols catches it and throws to second to double up Molitor, who tagged up and tried to advance to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Hancock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hancock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hancock for the out. Two outs. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a line drive towards third. Molitor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 9, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.